Greetings. Welcome to the Joy of Discovery radio program, brought to you by the family of the Claysburg Bible Church. I'm Pastor Keith Showalter. It's great to be with you today on the Joy of Discovery. And as I say every week, I'll say it again, if you would ever desire a copy of any of our programs, the CDs are free. All you need to do is write to us. Whenever you write, make sure you include the date of the program that you would desire. And write to Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. And I'll get you that address again at the end of the program. Before we get started today in our study, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you today, and first of all, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for our salvation that we have in Christ. We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ. Lord, thank you for the hope of the rapture, knowing that, Lord, that at any time, Father, we could be snatched away from the face of this earth and collected together in your presence. Father, we thank you for that. Today, Lord, as we go back to our study in the book of Revelation, we need your wisdom, we need your insight, and so we pray that you will provide it. Might the Spirit of God have his way with what is taught today. And we pray it all now in Jesus' name. Amen. Good to be with you today on the Joy of Discovery radio program. And before we get started, I will remind you of some things that are available to you if you would ever desire to check them out. On our website, it is claysburgbiblechurch.com. You can find all of our messages. They are archived in the live stream. If you click on the live stream, you can go there and look at those. If for some reason you cannot get that, if you click on the sermons link on our website, it will open up the next page, and you'll see one of the options there is my own YouTube channel. It'll say Pastor Showalter's YouTube channel. You click on that. After the messages are recorded on live stream, I upload those to YouTube. And a lot of people can watch them there who cannot get the live stream. So that's available to you. Also, there's a lot of MP3. Everything's in MP3 file on the website too. And then there's printed out notes or notes that you can read. You can print them out if you desire them. But all of that is there for you to access if that can be of any help to you at all. We'll praise the Lord for that. Okay, today we're back to Revelation. So I'm going to ask you to open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 5. We are dealing today, we're coming to the Scroll and the Lamb, part 1. This will go chapter 5, 1 through 14, and this is going to set us up and get us ready for the judgments of the tribulation period. But let me go back and let me give you an introduction. Let me give you a little bit of a review. 2 weeks ago, we started into the third section of the book, and it's in this third section. That's in the beginning of chapter 4. It's in the third section that John focuses on prophecy. The prophecy starts in Revelation chapter 4 and goes all the way through Revelation 22. In chapter 4, we're privileged to see into heaven. In chapter 4, John stated that which he was able to see in heaven. And now as we approach chapter 5, things are going to begin to stir. In chapter 4, John spoke of seeing God the Father on the throne as he sat in all of his glory. In chapter 5, God the Father is going to begin to move. And in chapter 4, we did not see Jesus Christ. John heard his voice, but never mentioned his presence. But here in chapter 5, Jesus will be present, and he will be seen as the Lamb who had been slain. In chapter 5, we're going to begin to see something which was hidden for thousands of years. Catch that. Chapter 5 opens up something that had been hidden for thousands of years. Here, it's going to be revealed. We're not going to get very far into this chapter today, but we're going to cover a lot of spiritual ground. We're going to get some good groundwork laid for where we're going. First thing that I want you to notice is the scroll. Watch chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book or a scroll written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Here we see that the events in heaven are starting to unfold. It is still the same scene as chapter 4, but now we see in the hand of God the Father, there's a book, which is a scroll, and it's written on the inside and on the outside, and it's sealed with seven seals. This then raises several questions. What is the scroll? What is recorded on the scroll? Those are things that I want to ask as we go into this. What is the scroll? What's it about, and what's recorded on the scroll? Let me give you a little bit of history, if I could. There were many legal documents in ancient days which were recorded on scrolls and then sealed. Wills were recorded on scrolls, and they were then sealed with several seals. As they were rolled, they would be sealed at the edges by a witness and then also signed by that witness. This was usually done seven times, thus there would be seven seals. The seals prohibited anyone from looking at what was recorded until the appropriate time. The seals were often done with wax, but I do not believe that the scroll that is here is a will. There was another official document which was recorded on a scroll and then rolled and sealed. It was a title deed for a piece of property. The details of the property were recorded in the deed, and as it was rolled up, there would be seven seals placed on the edges of the scroll, and it would be signed by those who witnessed the purchase. On the outside of the scroll, there would be written a summary of what was inside the scroll. Therefore, the scroll would be written on the inside and on the outside. I believe that's what we're dealing with here. I think that this is the title deed for a piece of property, and we'll get into that here in a moment. But let me take you back. I want to go back to the book of Daniel, and I want to look at the scroll of the Old Testament. In Daniel chapter 12, if you have your Bible, I want you to open up to Daniel chapter 12, if you would, and I'll give you a little bit of time to find the book of Daniel so that you can get there. Daniel chapter 12, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 13 as you follow along. Okay, and we're going to pay specific attention to verse 9. But in verse 1, we read this of Daniel chapter 12. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Now that's the tribulation period, the 7 years of tribulation. Okay, now listen. At that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life. Now let me tell you what that is. That is a resurrection that takes place at the end of the tribulation period, just before Jesus sets up his millennial kingdom. These are all the righteous from the Old Testament that were the people that were saved in the Old Testament. They will be resurrected to go into the kingdom. These will be people that were saved during the tribulation period and were martyred for their faith. They will be raised to go into the kingdom also. This is not our resurrection, because our resurrection takes place at the rapture. And so therefore, ours has already taken place. This is the Old Testament saints and the tribulation saints. They are going to be resurrected, and they're going to be resurrected to everlasting life. But then there's another resurrection. Watch this. And some to shame and everlasting contempt. Now there's 1,000 years between those two resurrections. That second reference there, those that are resurrected to shame and everlasting contempt, that's a reference to the great white throne judgment found in Revelation chapter 20, which is after the millennial kingdom, before the new heaven and the new earth. So there's 1,000 years difference there. Verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as a star is forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, now listen to this, shut up the words and seal the book. Okay, there's a sealed book. Now watch, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, and the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the other side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Verse 9, and he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from that time that daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, and there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way to the end, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now listen to me. In verse 9, when I read this, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. In verse 9, we see that there is a scroll that is sealed and it's closed up until the time of the end. In Revelation chapter 5, we see the scroll again, and it's about to be opened up. Same scroll. Ezekiel speaks about the scroll, and it gives to us a little more insight. Ezekiel 2, 9 and 10 say this, and when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. Ezekiel was permitted to see the scroll when he tells us that there were therein lamentations, mourning, and woe. These three words describe the tribulation period, which is recorded within the scroll. Now let us get back to our question. What is the scroll and what is recorded within the scroll? The scroll which we see in Revelation 5 and in Daniel and Ezekiel is the title deed to the earth. Let me explain why I say this. God created the earth in Genesis 1, then he entrusted the earth to man to subdue it. Genesis 1:28 says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. When Adam sinned, the earth came under the curse, and under the rule of Satan. Listen to the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians and in Ephesians. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind to them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Ephesians 6, 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So these verses help us to see that the earth was lost by mankind, and now it is under the influence of Satan and his demonic forces. Now as the seals of the book of Revelation are broken, there will be three sets of terrible judgments poured out upon the earth. They will be the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the bowl or the vial judgments. Three terrible sets of judgments poured out upon the earth. Now, normally, a title deed or property for property would contain information about the property. It would call out the dimensions and where the corners were to be found, along with other information about the property. But the title deed to the earth does not contain such information. Instead, it contains the way which God is going to cleanse it, judge it, and present it back to its original owner. In the title deed, we see the seals, the trumpets, and the bowl judgments, which will be used by God to rid the earth of all who are unsaved and then it will be presented to Jesus Christ, the original owner, and he will set up his kingdom. Whenever we get, now listen to me, whenever we get to the end of the tribulation period, and then we start to look into the kingdom, what you're going to find out, what you're going to come to understand is that everybody that enters the kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Christ on this earth, everybody that enters that literal kingdom, that earthly kingdom that is promised to the nation of Israel, okay, now listen to me, everybody that enters that is going to be saved. Every person that enters that kingdom will be saved. Not one unsaved person will enter that kingdom. Something else you need to understand, and we'll get this, I'll give it to you now so you can chew on it for a little bit, that the people that enter that kingdom, some are going to enter with glorified bodies. That's how we will go in. We will have glorified bodies. All those Old Testament saints that are resurrected, they will go in with glorified bodies also. But there will also be people who survive the tribulation, who get saved, and they survive the tribulation, and they will enter with their natural bodies. So what will happen is this, that they will reproduce in that millennial kingdom, and they will populate that kingdom. And in that kingdom, everybody is going to live, except if somebody comes under the death penalty for sin, some of those people that are born in that kingdom, or unless they were killed in an accident, everybody will live for that entire thousand-year reign because the curse is going to be lifted in that kingdom. A lot of interesting things there to think about, and we'll get to those more as we go on. But anyhow, these seals that are taken off of this scroll that we're going to look at in Revelation chapter 5, they're going to open up the seal judgments. There'll be seven seals, and the seventh seal will then be the trumpet judgments, and the seventh trumpet will then be the bowl judgments. Kind of like pulling an antenna out, you know, you got one section comes out kind of telescopic, you know, it just keeps on opening up, and that's the way the seals are going to be. But what's written in this scroll is the way that God is going to cleanse the earth, he's going to judge the earth, and then it's going to be presented back to its original owner, to Jesus Christ, who created it to establish his kingdom on this earth. Now, let me take you to the next point, which I'm going to call the picture. And we're going to go back to Jeremiah now. Jeremiah 32, 1 through 15. And I want to read this, and then I want to explain to you, and I want to show you that there's a beautiful picture here that we must not miss. Jeremiah 32, 1 through 15. Listen to verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For when the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house, for Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. He shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hanameel, the son of Shulam, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Now listen to this, By thee my field that is in Ananoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanameel, mine uncle's son, which would have been Jeremiah's nephew, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Ananoth, which is in the country of Benjamin. For the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son, that was in Ananoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. Now listen to this, verse 10. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it. He wrote it down on the scroll, and he sealed it, and took witnesses and weighed him the money in the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to the law and custom, and that which was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase again unto Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Messiah, in the sight of Hanamel, mine uncle's son, and in the presence of the witness that subscribed the book of the purchase before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences, the evidences of the purchase, both which is sealed and this evidence which is open, and put them in earthen vessel, put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Okay, now listen, let me give you what's going on here. If I could, and I want you to listen to this. Jeremiah lived right before the Babylonian captivity. The Babylonians were already in the land, and his cousin came to him and asked him to buy a piece of land. God gave Jeremiah the okay to buy the land, so it was purchased. The title deed was written up, and it was signed and sealed before witnesses. The land would be lost. Okay, now listen. The land would be lost into the hands of the Babylonians for at least 70 years. But it would eventually go back to the descendants of Jeremiah, for he purchased the property. This is a picture of what we have in the book of Revelation. The earth was entrusted into the hands of mankind, and it was then lost to the enemy. Just like the land of Israel was lost to the Babylonians. But Jesus Christ has paid the price of redemption, just as Jeremiah did. Jesus paid the price of redemption. Listen to Romans chapter 8, verses 20 through 23. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected to same in hope. In other words, what Paul's saying here is the entire creation came under the curse, not by choice, but because God subjected the same, subjected it to the curse. But he also subjected the same in hope, verse 21, because the creature, creation itself, also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Now listen to me. The earth will be restored back to the way it was in the Garden of Eden after the tribulation. That's what's going to happen. Therefore, this scroll is the title deed to the earth, and it contains the means by which God will cleanse it and restore it back to its original owner. That's what that little scroll is, chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on a throne a book or a scroll written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. That's the title deed to the earth. And inside of it, it describes how God's going to cleanse it, purify it, judge it, give it back to its original owner. And that's what we're going to see as it's opened up. And that's what's going to give us the rest of the book of Revelation. Watch the search now. Watch 5:2. And I saw Revelation. We're back to Revelation chapter 5, verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open a book and to loose the seals thereof? The strong angel asks a question. Who is worthy to open the book and to loosen the seals? And we must understand that the one who would open a book and loosen the seals, they had to meet several requirements. They had to be a near relative of the one who lost it. He had to be able to pay the price of the purchase redemption. He had to have the ability not just to loosen the scrolls, but to set the judgments in motion and bring to pass the full redemption. And he had to be willing to do all of this. He had to be willing. Watch verses 3 and 4 now. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. It's an amazing statement. There was nobody in heaven that was found worthy to read the book. No man was found worthy to read the book or even to look thereon. And there are some great people. Their spirits are in heaven, not their bodies, but their spirits are there. David, Daniel, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, Jeremiah, all the apostles, right on down the line. But none of them are worthy. Neither is there one person on earth who is worthy. Oh, there are many who would like to rule the world, but none are worthy to open the book or even to look upon the words. John stood in heaven and he wept and he sobbed because there was no man found worthy. And so therefore, Christ is going to step forward. He's going to step forward. And he is going to be the one that is going to be worthy to open the book, because he is the one that is that has paid the price of redemption to redeem fallen mankind, to redeem the earth, and to restore it back to what God originally intended it to be. Let me get you to a conclusion. We live in a world that's under the curse. That's a good thing for now, because the curse is for man's sake. But we look forward to a day whenever the curse is going to be removed, whenever we are going to see the earth restored and Jesus set up his kingdom. You stay tuned. Come back next week and we'll get some more details about this. I'm out of time today, but I want to thank you for joining us on the Joy of Discovery radio program. And again, I'll remind you, if you ever hear a message and you would desire a copy of the message, all you need to do is write to us, write to Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. That's Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. Until we meet around the radio or we see you in church, might you have a blessed week.